Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hi, Zach. I'm calling about an offer that I received in the mail.
Okay. Do you have that piece of paper in front of you with the 16-digit reservation code?
Yes.
Okay, hold on one second, please. Let me just pull up my computer screen here. And then if you could repeat that back to me, please.
It's 2211.
11?
Zero,
okay.
0601.
01, okay.
0039.
Okay.
7900.
7900. Just one moment, please. Let me pull up your screen here, see what we have. Okay, so am I speaking with Shane this morning?
Yes.
Hey, Shane, with Fringe Haircut Hairworks?
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. So real quickly, I just want to confirm some information that we have on file for you, and then I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then real quickly, though, if in case we do get disconnected, what would be a good number to reach back out to you on?
860-262-0103.
0103, great. Okay. So it looks like, are you still located on 99 Farmington Avenue in West Hartford, Connecticut?
No.
Okay, what is your new address there?
It's 7 North Main Street.
7 North. Main Street. And that is that still in West Hartford?
Yes.
Okay, 06107. Excellent. And then, so is the business classification, are you a proprietorship, a partnership, an LLC?
We're an LLC, but we file as an S-Corp.
S-Corp, okay. Great. And then, and time in business, you guys been around since 2009?
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. And then lastly, what would be a good email address, just in case we need to shoot you out some information?
Okay, it's Shane, S-H-A-Y-N-E.
A-Y-N-E, okay.
At fringehairworks.com.
Fringehairworks.com, okay. So what you had received was an offer for financing. We have a multitude of programs here. If you just let me know what you're looking to do, I'll see if I can steer you in the right direction and see if we have a program that would be a good fit for you in the business.
Okay.
So were you looking to bring on a little bit of capital? Are you looking for some equipment or a little bit of both?
Kind of a little bit of both.
Okay. So what's going on?
Well, I got a couple of things that I would like to consolidate, basically, and then add some working capital.
Okay. Do you have a couple of working capital loans already that you'd like to pay down or...
Yeah, I have a line of credit that I'd like to pay down.
Okay, and who is that with?
Santander.
Santander. Have you, how much, how big was that line of credit?
$60,000.
Okay, and where are you at with that? How much do you have left?
I still have $60,000.
Oh, okay, so it's just sitting there waiting for you. Okay. And then, so you wanted to pay that down, and as far as equipment is concerned, what were you looking for?
Well, I have two vehicles that I would like to, that are both in my name and my mm-hmm. business partner's name, and I would like to refinance those in the business.
Okay, okay. with regards to the vehicles, we really don't do refinancing. We're more of like if you're bringing on new equipment, that type of deal, we would finance the initial purchase for you. But with regards to the other issue, yeah, we have a program here called a working capital program. And what that does is it allows business owners to borrow up to 10 to 15% of their gross annual sales from the year previous. Would you happen to know what you did last year in sales?
It was just under $1.4 million.
1.4, great. You know, just based off that number alone, we would be able to lend you upwards of $170,000 to $180,000. But I know that's not what you need, but that could potentially be there available for you. We would just need to look at a couple other things to see what we can make available to you. Like, how would you rate the personal credit?
Excellent.
And then you said, is it just you and another partner that own the business?
Yeah.
Okay. And your partner's credit is above average as well?
As well.
Excellent. Great. So definitely work in your favor. And then how quickly were you looking to bring on these funds?
As soon as possible.
Okay. ASAP. So, okay. As soon as possible. So, these are short-term loans in nature. They're typically 6 months to 2 years. I have seen that customers get three-year loans, but the idea is to, get that loan, pay down what you need to pay down or purchase what you need to purchase, get your tax write-off for the year and, pay off the loan and move on to your next project so you're not paying on something, 2 or 3 years down the line when you've already completed that project, if that makes sense to you. And there's different options as well. We have a daily, a weekly, and a monthly draw. The daily is kind of like a micro payment. It would be what a monthly payment would be, but it's broken down into 21 days, Monday through Friday, and no holidays, no weekends. So there's a lot of options there. It sounds like with the excellent credit that you and your partner have, we may actually be able to get you into something like a monthly or a weekly payment if that would be more beneficial to the business.
Yeah, I would rather go with something monthly. I mean, even if I paid the a first month up front, I would rather have a monthly payment because it's just too much bookkeeping.
Gotcha. So what the micropayment work as, we set up an ACH, so there would be a small draw every day. It's not something that you would have to be sending to us. But again, we can visit those options when we see what we can make available to you. It's a very simple process. We have a one-page application. We would look at 6 months of your bank statements, the first two pages of your most recent business tax return, as well as any information on that line of credit or if you had any working capital loans, and then package that for underwriting, and they would make an offer to you, something that would be beneficial to the business and not really put a burden on the business itself. So do you have any questions for me at this point or any concerns?
What are the origination fees generally?
Origination fees. It depends on the program. Sometimes there's none. Sometimes I believe there might be a $250 fee there, which can be waived. Again, it just depends on what tier program you qualify for. With the excellent credit, it sounds like you have, and your revenues, it sounds like you'd be something in our A tier. But I don't want to, give you a concrete answer. We would definitely have to look at, some information on paper and see what underwriting can come up with once they go through all their algorithms and all that good stuff.
Okay. And then is there there's no base percentage for the amount?
So what it is with our working capital, it's called a cost of funds because some of the programs are less than a year, so it's tough to annualize them with a rate. So there is a cost of funds. Typically, it starts at around 10 cents on the dollar and can go up from there. It is a little more expensive since it is unsecured cash. There's nothing collateralized with these loans. So it's kind of risky on our part. So again, if the credit checks out and your cash flow is there, you may be something closer to that 10 cents on the dollar mark. But again, I can't, it's nothing concrete. I don't want to give you false information and have something different arise. We would need to look at your financials.
That's a little too much for me, 10 cents on the dollar. I mean, I can borrow from American Express. They do the merchant financing, and I think I pay a flat 5% on it.
Okay. Well, have you actually approached your bank as well? Gotten any feedback from them as far as
I'm kind of exploring all my options at the moment.
Okay.
What
we could do?
For the bank to come back with something too. So.
Okay. Well, I can send you out an application. It's free. There's no obligation to you. You know, can see what we can make available to you, and you can just have that in your back pocket, you know, while you're doing your shopping and see, you know, if there's anything comparable out there or something that you could, you know, beat with that. But just have know that you have something there waiting for you if things were to fall through.
Okay.
If you like, it's super simple process. I can shoot you out an email here in about 10 minutes with the other items that we would need to take a look at. And again, as soon as I receive that, I can package for underwriting, get it over to them, and we can have some feedback for you typically in under 24 hours.
Okay.
Okay. So if you keep your eyes peeled, I'll shoot you out an email here in about 10 minutes. And, you know, if you don't have a chance to take a look at it today, maybe follow up with you the next day or so just to see if there's any questions there.
Okay.
Okay. And Shane, I know I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking. Do you have any further questions or anything that you'd was on your mind?
No, I mean, I've been through this. Time and time again. So,
gotcha. And lastly, I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
I know the process, and I know, you know, I know the associated costs and all of that. So,
okay, gotcha. And lastly, there is an early payment discount depending on the program. Sometimes it's 5 or 6% of the total balance. Sometimes it's 25% of the remaining interest. So there's a bunch of different options out there as well.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good. Just send me over an application, and I'll have a look at it, and
we'll go from there.
I'm gonna wait everything out and see what comes up the best. You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the end, I do what's best for my business. So.
Absolutely, I understand that 100%. But I do appreciate your time today, and keep your eyes peeled. That email should be arriving in about 10 minutes, and then maybe give you a holler on Friday morning just to make sure that you had received it.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Shane. Well, I do appreciate your time today. It was a pleasure to meet and speak with you, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks,
Shane. Bye.
Bye.